time, as we know it, is more than numbers on a clock or days on a calendar. It's the operational system guiding our entire civilization. But what if this system is outdated and in need of an upgrade? Welcome to Beyond the Clock, rediscovering the rhythm of time.
Greetings and welcome to the Galactic Spin Podcast. I'm your host, Makua Ray, Kin 126, along with Ruben Guinness, Kin 113. We truly appreciate love everybody taking the time to tune in with us tonight for the Galactic Spin Episode 5 as we go beyond the clock, rediscovering the rhythm of time. We want to dive into how this relates to all sorts of things, including systems change, especially with the timing in which we find ourselves currently. It's quite an interesting moment in time, I would say, particularly for the world stage, as all eyes currently happen to be on the U.S. elections, it seems, which are to take place tomorrow. So with that said, we wanted to come online tonight and provide some observations from the synchronic order, from a fourth dimensional perspective, onto some of the interesting synchronicities that seem to be lining up, literally, lining up, and we'll get into some of that here in a few moments. But tell me, Ruben, where are you dialing in from right now? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Bogota, Colombia. I came back to my home country, my homeland, just to, again, be with family and really fortify that bond that is our connection to our motherland. And be with my friends, my family, the people who saw growing up, and that now, well, after 52 years, is a good timing to come back and reconnect with our roots.
Absolutely. And since our last episode, which happened to land exactly on your birthday, how have things been in the past 7 days, the past heptad cycle? How's that been for you?
Well, it's certainly, it feels like a renewal. And a big also responsibility to carry our original vibration in a conscious way. When we were born, usually, well, we don't even know our galactic signature, and we don't know what that means.
Right.
Now we are going through a process of a collective rebirth of humanity, and of course, tracking the cycles of time and evolution through our perceptual lenses, personal, at the individual level, will bring a lot of aspects of the unconscious to the conscious, because we are in a collective journey of evolution, and each one of us is the main protagonist of that journey. So in terms of completing a solar galactic cycle of 52 years, well, that brings a whole new perspective. And of course, we are going to speak a little bit more about that today, because this episode is also connected. Tomorrow, we are celebrating 35 solkins from the discovery of the law of time, which is basically the main premise or the main aspect of the unconscious that is being brought to the conscious to really put into perspective what is happening on planet Earth in the big picture. And fortunately, the tools of the synchronic order are the perfect instruments to measure the synchronicity, to measure the meaningful alignments that are happening, and to help harmonize what feels very chaotic at the moment. The global stage feels like a very discombobulated scene, But the synchronic order helps to put into a different perspective. It gives like a higher order to those places where it's difficult to find this order. Mm-hmm. So we are going to explore that a little bit today. I'm very, very happy and honored to reach this fifth episode in this road to the golden intersection of timelines of October 14, 15, 2025. And that's also why it feels so important, this entrance into the 52 years, is because my last 13 days with this signature, or with this embodying this energy, are the first 13 days after crossing this point in time that we have defined as the golden intersection of time. And so it feels very aligned, very purposeful, and I feel very grateful and blessed to be able to really go through this process and through the step-by-step, stage-by-stage initiation into this mystery that this date represents, this harmonic mystery, and happy to share it with more people on the web.
Absolutely. And we do know that by the time we arrive to that golden intersection of timelines, we will have certainly summoned the participation from the souls around the world who are resonant with this auspicious occasion, who we don't know how they may come to learn about it, maybe through the podcast or other types of interactions online or even in person with people. The goal is such that we certainly have a high quantity and quality of light workers working with the Earth's grid those days to really anchor this shift in the physical form, in the body form. And we know that that's also informed through our noospheric consciousness. Thank you to everybody for tuning in, and certainly stay tuned. Indeed, indeed. Thank you, everybody, for being with us this evening. As we mentioned, obviously, a lot of the focus right now in the United States and around the world is on the presidential elections, which occur tomorrow, Gregorian November 5th. So we want to kind of look at that a little bit through the lens of the synchronic order, through the fourth dimension. You know, there's quite a number of interesting synchronicities that I think Ruben can certainly speak to here that are lining up for the show, we may say.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. This alignment of these crucial elections at a time, these are the first elections that we have so much influence from artificial intelligence content generated online. So it's been feeling like a new type of situation, or that new type of energy is coming in. And of course, the fact that the United States has been one of the main geopolitical actors within the last century, we will say since especially World War II, whatever happens is the U.S. is really of interest for the entire world. And this year, since there is so much polarity, we have never seen an election that is supposed to engender so much polarity, so much division. And it is at times like this that we need to really look for the synchronic order, to see that other story that is hidden and that is revealing an order within the situation or the disorder that we are witnessing in the global stage. November 5th, especially of 2024, has a special flavor also because of the movie V for Vendetta and what that icon of revolution represents. So it's a very interesting time that this is happening on that election day, because it is connected to the aspect of that rebel that we all carry inside, and the interesting take that science fiction has on, or had a few years ago, on what was going to be the future. And certainly before Vendetta touches the story, touches on is a movie and a comic book that has created like a wonderful and at the same time interesting perspective for the masses. I remember back in 2011, people going to the streets on November 5th with this mask of Guy Fawkes, the icon of the revolution. So it's certainly something that we need to consider when dates like this come into our awareness, because there is we're watching a movie, the cosmic plays playing through these actors, and we are going to see where these actors, which characters are they playing within the dream spell and the Tolkien cosmology, so that we can understand that these are like different layers of a collective story or narrative that we are watching unfold in real time, and that the characters that are playing within this movie as the protagonists are only mere actors in that play. So the synchronic order really allows us to see the hidden connections behind the apparent world of third dimensional reality. And we have been talking a lot about the two paradigms in the past four episodes. We have been really covering the differences between the two systems that we use to measure time now on Earth, the 1260, 12 months in the year, 60 minutes the hour, and the 1320 frequency engenders the paradigm of time is art. And this paradigm is based on a mathematical premise and a formula that was defined as the law of time. Tomorrow, the fact that the election day, the most important day for the future, is connected to this big discovery that happened at the Museum of Time in Geneva, Switzerland, when Jose and Luidin Argüelles were realizing that everything in that museum and the Western world was measured by 12. And they were already measuring these pulses of 13 stages, 13 cycles. This is the formula that is connected to the law of time. It states that time factored by energy equals art. And it allowed Jose and Luidin to make that distinction between artificial time, the 1260, and the natural time, the 1320. And this is a quote from Jose that is on the almanac that we produce that says, the discovery of the law of time is the revelation of a scientific truth so fundamental and which has eluded human science for so long that its presentation totally subsumes and overturns the old science in its entirety. Its conclusions are so profound, its consequences for the future of human society are so urgent and radical that is mandatory that the discovery of the law of time be immediately brought to the attention of all world leaders. So that's what we are witnessing at the moment in the U.S. There is a new world leader emerging. Whoever wins, doesn't matter. And we are going to have to live through that. What would be the story right now that we would see if those world leaders were aware of this law and that there is another layer of perception that has been veiled to humanity. So this is an important moment also to remember and recognize that during the 90s and the beginning of the 21st century, there was an effort to bring these two leaders in the U.S. I remember that seeing some letters to one senator, Dennis Kucinich, who was involved back in those days in also making important shifts in the energy connected to traditional parties. I remember also hearing stories that Bill Clinton received a dream spell kit. Jose mentioned in one of the seminars that they were trying to connect with these leaders because it's imperative that this knowledge of the law of time, it's in every school, and especially children have access to the education that brings and the new perceptive lens that gives the 1320 frequency and the synchronic order.
Absolutely. As you said, there have been many efforts to bring it to the world leaders over the past 20 or 30 years, really since the discovery of the law of time, as you mentioned. and we're coming upon that anniversary tomorrow, which is quite an interesting synchronicity just to even talk about it right now. And what year again was that? Was that in 89 that discovery was made?
Okay. December 10, 1989.
Okay, so the 35th anniversary is what we're, right.
35 years. Basically, if it's 35 years, would be 49 Zolkins.
49 Zolkins. That's important to note, certainly in terms of the timing of all things, especially against the backdrop of this very pivotal election cycle that we find ourselves, the entire world, entranced by. Yes. And as I heard even recently, though, one of my elders from the Atlanta community, Mama Tahita, had spoken on one of her IG lives recently, and just speaking about all the energy coming with the election and all this happening right now. And she offered some really, I think, very simple but profound wisdom, saying, remember to vote for yourself. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean as we look at these world leaders hoping that they're going to be the change that we want to see? We are going to be the change that we want to see. Yes, so remember to vote for yourself in tomorrow's election and every day's election as a fact. Because again, at the end of the day, what we ultimately are moving toward and pushing for is a systems change. So the type of leadership that we've seen, that we know at the very highest levels, has largely become corrupted. We know that that's not going to necessarily work us in a direction of the goals and the ideas that we would like to achieve. So with that in mind, again, just remember to vote for yourself as well. When you vote for others to be the leadership of the nation, remember to vote for yourself. We're going to go ahead and sink in and tune up next. Thank you for being with us for this ride right now. Thank everybody for tuning in with us for the Galactic Spin podcast. And as usual, we are happy to present to you our 13 moon 28-day harmonic synchronometer, a wonderful tool to assist you in making that time shift in your personal life. This is an available tool we invite you to download off our website, theharmonicfactor.com. We certainly appreciate your donations for these materials, and we're really grateful. And this is really a part of our effort, as that quote from Dr. Jose Arguelles said that Ruben shared, you know, it's imperative that we get this 13 moon, 28 day calendar solution out to the world. We need to get it through the educational institutions and to the communities and in the hands of children and families. And that's one of the things that really spurs us to action, inspires us to do what we do. In the form of this platform and other variations that this work may take. But again, as we've tapped in with you all, we know that we're in the 37th cycle, the 37th year in New Sirius Cycle 1, NS1.37, the blue rhythmic storm year. So it's a very special frequency that this year carries, informed by Kin 19 of all kin, quite a powerful kin, in fact.
To remind people that this is a lunar solar galactic calendar. It connects our biorhythms with the biorhythms of the moon, the biorhythms of the sun, and the biorhythms of the galaxy, which is the 260-day matrix of the Zolkin matrix. And that also remind people that this tool is also especially designed to measure fractal time. Fractal time is the ability to measure different cycles of time within the same holographic time containers. For instance, we have 13 days every waste bill, and in every season of the year, we have 13 weeks or heptads of 37 days. Every year, we have 13 moons, and that's pulse of 13 moons is the one that connects us with the solar cycle, the zenithal passage of the sun every July 25th and 26th, and the heliacal rising of the star Sirius every July 26th. that starts the galactic year. Sirius is the galactic marker. And from that perspective, we are right now still in the fourth moon of the year since the heliacal rising of Sirius at 19.5 latitude. This is the moon of form, the fourth moon, that is an invitation to define and measure our projects, the aspects of our life that we feel the need to really anchor in the third dimensional reality. So it's that's why the invitation for this entire moon has been, what is the form of my service, of what is the form of our service? How can we give, like, create like a container and serve as also our bodies as containers for these codes to bring new layers and new aspects of evolution to the planet. This entire moon is connected to King 95, the blue self-existing eagle. And as we can see on the left side, last episode, we were on the 11th day of this fourth moon, King 113, October 28th, and now we are on the 18th day of this fourth moon of the year, King 120, the yellow electric sun. This is the third cycle of the wave spell of the mirror, and this is what we speak about fractal time, is that we can notice that 2 days ago on magnetic mirror, white magnetic mirror, King 118, on the 16th day of this moon, it was Day of the Dead, and we started a new 13-day cycle. But that cycle, in the hepta count that we see on the left, we started that same wave spell. Therefore, when we see the dotted line, that's the King blue lunar storm, King 119, that was yesterday. So yesterday was a nested day, in which the king of the week was the same as the king of the day. This is because this second quarter of the year, comprised by 13 heptads or 13 cycles of 7 days called weeks, are the 13 king that code that this same way spell of the mirror. So this is what we talk about fractal time. It means that we are counting units that can be expanded into larger containers. We are measuring cycles of 13 days, 13 weeks, 13 months, all based on the same 260 energies of the Sol King. That's what we are doing different on this harmonic synchronometer. This is really a discovery and as part of a research for over the years on how to bring a complete fractality to the system. Because every 260 weeks, we have 5 years, this system can also be applied using like one Sol King matrix to measure fractal cycles in which each king corresponds to either 1 day, 1 week, 1 moon, or one entire year, even. So this is what this means, living like in a nested cycle, is that we pay special attention to these 13 days because there are a preview of the next 13 weeks. That's one way of perceiving what is happening. So, of course, whatever happens during these 13 days, and this entrance tomorrow to the seventh column of the Sol King, which is called the Mystic Column, we can pass the next slide and see that we are entering the resonant channel of the Sol King. And before we see that graphic, this is what is happening at the fourth dimensional level. We see on the third dimensional level, well, this political parties creating a confrontational scenario, but in the synchronic order, we can see that the main faces or the main protagonists of the story that is now unfolding were all connected through the last wave spell, the serpent wave spell, when we were doing the stream exactly 1 week ago. That means that on the first day of that wave spell, that was October 20th, Kamala Harris which is one of the candidates. She turned 60 years old, and she's entering this energy of the red magnetic serpent. And now, on the next day, on October 21st, the current president that Kamala Harris is the vice president of this office, was he completed 115 Solkins. That was also an important highlight, the fact that it's we covered that on last episode, that is the energy connected to the prophecy of Pakal Butan, the 13 clear signs of prophecy. King 106 is one of those. And the next day, we have the other candidate, Donald Trump, was born 110 Solkins ago. And we can see how those numbers are also in these ways. But 110, 115, they are frequencies. So we can speak about one kin, but that kin has a number, and that number as a frequency can be also connected to these cycles that these characters in the play are completing. And to finish, the other candidate for vice president, Tim Walz, he was born April 6, 1964. He just turned 85 Solkins. So that means that there is certain order playing out in the background, and that because we are speaking about a new life force, and this is the 13-day cycle of life force, instinct, and survival, it's really creating like an opportunity to really contemplate the synchronization of those characters in the play right before the waste of the election, just to show that there is something larger happening, and that we need to trust that intelligence that is coordinating everything in the universe, that is the law of time. And that's what we try to emphasize on every episode, is how to apply to our current day reality on a personal and global consciousness. How can we perceive those events and people that show up in the screen of our consciousness from a higher perspective, and give some meaning that is different from the meaning that we usually will assign to each of these characters in the third dimension. So when we connect to the kin, we are seeing everything. It's like watching with X-rays what is happening, and we are seeing the fourth dimension playing out in the background with a great elegance and simplicity and beauty. And we are sure that when we cannot do much about who is going to win or what is going to happen or anything like that, but we can certainly perceive with a harmonic lens whatever happens in front of us, so that we can transform it and transmute it into a more elevated thought form. So this is the opportunity to do that, to contemplate today these synchronicities as an entrance to this heightened energetic portal. That's because the world is waiting for who is going to be the character and what is going to happen in your country. But would you like to add something to the atmosphere to the U.S.?
Sure. I mean, the atmosphere is a little static, if you ask me. There's obviously a lot of contention on the third dimension as it relates to the current election cycle. Many reasons for that. Though I do appreciate what you're offering by saying, as we look at the situation from the synchronic orders perspective, we're seeing some very interesting things line up in the last wave spell in particular. What I'm seeing and inferring from that is there really is a thematic of the governance of life force energy. So how is it being governed? Are we being self-governed, or are we depending upon others to govern our life force for us? because they're lining up to do that, clearly. Now, we can observe that there's probably some other levels, perhaps karmic, energetic responsibility that is connected to these characters, these leaders, that we have somehow collectively manifested as our options. But we do have to remember we're in a collaborative, co-creative reality. The hologram is presenting to us aspects of our own consciousness. It's giving us that feedback, so to speak. So as we look at the scenario of election and selection, there is an order, as you mentioned, that is working to weave something in the background. We don't know exactly what that something is. However, we do know that there is certainly a shift toward self-governance. There is certainly a shift toward greater personal autonomy. And we want to look at methods and relationships and arrangements that are going to foster more of that. So I'm excited about getting into tonight's conversation, in particular about systems change, because I think what we're seeing here is a prelude in many ways to systems change. It's a literal prelude when we think of the wave spell preceding the mirror wave spell that we're currently in. It's preceded by the wave spell of the serpent. So we move from the wave spell informed largely by life force and a survival instinct into a wave spell that contains order and endlessness, and the endlessness that we are challenged to navigate as we seemingly are navigating these endless repetitive cycles related to governance and other factors that affect all of us. So it is an interesting invitation to use and apply the synchronic order lenses to current events and world events, because there is absolutely a relationship there and something to be derived from that. So we shall see what direction things take tomorrow. We may be having a very distinct conversation in the next episode based upon that outcome. So we can look forward to that as it arises in synchronicity and in real time. So we will certainly look forward to checking back in with everybody on the next episode about that. And as you were going on to say, where we find ourselves entering this mirror wave spell, as we have, we're now in day three of this cycle. And as you also mentioned, tomorrow, according to the Zolk'in, we enter a very specific pass of 20 days, a particular harmonic run called the Mystic Column. And that's a very auspicious window that also, you know, really does express the quality of the mirror when we think about that, the way that the gap days and the order on either side of that Mystic Column reflect each other, essentially. And so it's a very auspicious window. I also wanted to note, though, that in the last wave spell, we had both your birthday, your 52nd, solar galactic return. We also had Ishel's galactic return for the year, where she returned to Kin 111, which is the same code for her current birth date. I know I show up in this current wave spell, the White Mirror wave spell as well, in the ninth position for the Solar World Bridger frequency. So that's something that, you know, just navigating that again, it does become personal. It becomes something that you experience on a personal level, but then you also zoom out and see the larger scope of what is being communicated, both personal but also on a planetary scale.
I will say that it's important also to add that this entrance to this 20-day period that is defined as the Mystic Column, in the next slide we can see that's at the heart also of the third cycle of 52 days within this Zolk'in matrix. We just completed 52 Zolk'ins and we are in Zolk'in 53. So this blue cycle of 52 days that we are right in, and that we are completing the second cycle of 13 days with that, within that 52-day cycle, is the one that brings us to the heart of the Zolk'in, to the navel of the matrix. That's why the theme of renewal or rebirth is very heightened, because as we can see in the next slide, this cycle of the mirror started right on the day of the dead, or Dia de los Muertos in Mexico. So that's precisely the signature that adds the birth sign and the death sign of the prophet Pakal Botan. So the two energies of the Dia de los Muertos and the date that adds to his arrival and his departure is a prophetic entrance to this cycle that we are right now in, and that will also have another important prophetic marker on November 7th. We will complete 101 Solkin cycles from the opening of that sarcophagus that was the source of the entire prophetic stream that we are now bringing back to consciousness and to memory, which is the prophecy of Pakal Botan, the Telectonon prophecy. The law of time is a two-part transmission. What is a purely mathematical expression through the frequencies of the 1320 and 1328 matrices, and the other aspect is psychomythic. It is prophetic. It's connected to the life and death of two important prophets in Mesoamerica, Pakal Botan and Quetzalcoatl. So the fact that we are entering this cycle of 13 days with that synchronicity just gives us a highlight on what to expect during these 13 days. A lot of an opportunity to really go deep and go to that source of life, which is the center of the heart of the Solkin, and find ourselves by seeing ourselves as humans in the mirror, seeing ourselves as this is a hall of mirrors, the earth, and all these characters that we see playing these roles and these protagonists of the drama, the geopolitical drama, the third dimensional drama, are nothing but our reflections. We are. This is the purpose of the codes of the new time, is to recognize that we are all reflections of each other. The term in Lakesh, I'm another you, and you are another me, and all our ancestors are us also. And they are alive in our DNA, and that's why this important moment for humanity happening at the entrance of that birth canal. Well, it gives us an insight of how to approach whatever happens within the next 20 days. Just be aware that we are in that flow of energy that brings life and that is connecting our fields and our hearts to the center of the galaxy. And it's on one big pulse that is emerging from there.
It is truly an epic thing to watch and witness in real time together. So having each other to also bear witness to these synchronicities is a special thing. And a special shout out to all those people out there who do this sort of time tracking and have found themselves using the tools of the synchronic order. We certainly invite you to tap in on our YouTube live chat, jump in the conversation, share some of your experiences. We want to give a special shout out to Michelle and to Alejandra, our producers, who are always on deck and always very, very supportive of this endeavor. So we give great thanks for their presence and participation. And thank you so much for helping us get synced in and looking forward to what's next. As I said, we're going to have a very special conversation, taking a look back to go forward. Thank you. want to share with you a presentation related to envisioning a new operational system for the future. And we figure this is a great time to posit this, as again, we're on the eve of decision as it relates to the U.S. presidential election. And one thing that we'd like to suggest is that regardless of who is the victor in the outcome of the election, we recognize the entire system needs a major upgrade, regardless if it's governed by Republicans or Democrats or any combination thereof. The entire system requires a major shift. And that's what the calendar reform is intended to help bring about. It's truly a systems change. And I know Ruben and I had the honor of beginning to introduce this concept some years ago when we initiated this process together. I also want to give a special shout out to our colleague Uma Floyd, who was very instrumental in her contributions to the shaping of what we call the new operational system. And so you'll come to learn a little bit about that as we navigate this presentation with you right now. Thank you, Ruben. Feel free to jump in, offer any introductory remarks you'd like.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are bringing back this presentation because it really encapsulates the essence of what we are intending to do since 2016 of bringing awareness of to the calendar and making it a priority in our daily lives, because humanity lives largely unconscious of that we are living in an artificial time bubble. So the fact that the discovery of the law of time took place precisely on Human Rights Day, that's a synchronicity that we should take into consideration and meditate upon, because it's one of the most important aspects tied to the slavery that this system promotes. So if we really pretend to speak about freedom and democracy, we need to take a deep look to how this system is built and how what we consider something irrefutable, which is the calendar, the legal system that is at the base of many of the democracies of the world, they are all based or sustained by an artificial law. So the idea is that if we perceive the calendar as the operational system of civilization and we really dissect in detail what are the consequences of keeping that system, as if we keep an old system operating in our computers or our mobile devices, that would make the hardware, which is our body, really inefficient. With a good computer, with a poor operational system, well, it doesn't operate at its fullest. So this campaign that we launched in 2016 is destined to open our perceptive lens to the fact that the entire system, the operational system, is based on a false premise regarding the time that is and the instruments of time that are used to pay our taxes, to celebrate religious activities, and to go to work, go to holiday. So all of those, all the institutions are engendered in an artificial bubble, and that operational system needs an upgrade, in the same way that we need to upgrade once in a while our operational systems, our OS in the computer. We really need to replace right now this outdated system that is arbitrary and lacks any scientific base as the harmonic standard of measure of the Earth, because it's basically not a harmonic, it's actually a disharmonic standard of measure.
for folks viewing, they can see the distinction between these two timekeeping systems, that being the Gregorian civil standard, now 442 years old. We can see what that's served us, generally speaking. And then the shift, really, since the new dispensation of time, which is establishing the 13-month, 28-day harmonic calendar standard. We can see the flow that this generates is very even and balanced and life-affirming. We don't feel the rigidity or the disruptions that we can sense when we observe or look at the layout of the Gregorian calendar. So I think with that in mind, we are also promoting a significant qualitative shift from the old time, artificial time, to the new time that we term natural time. So when we talk about this system, we hear us call it galactic time, fractal time, natural time, the 13-month calendar, 13-moon calendar. All of these terminologies apply to instruments of the synchronic order used to get this clarified perspective, we may say, when looking at any situation or observing any date, even our own birth dates, for example, is a good starting position to enter the synchronic order. It's good to start with your own birth date, for example. And in doing your own birth date, you would effectively decode your birth date. In other words, identify your galactic signature. And from that point, you're able to enter the synchronic order and navigate it accordingly. And then as a result, you'll also realize various synchronicities. For those who can see the screen as well currently, you can see the shift that's being presented as it relates to this time shift from the old time into the new time. We will be publishing some other animations and things like this on our websites and across our social media platforms that articulate this and provide this as something people can use for themselves when they're studying and learning about this information and also want to share it with other people. That's the intention, is to be able to create some materials that people are inclined to share. I'm going to shift now, though, into the perspective on something called cosmometry, because when we look at the order and the array of this calendar system, we talk about the 13-moon natural time calendar as an operational system, it's actually being identified as such based on indicators in nature. Basically, cosmometry is using nature as the map for creating structure. So one such structure is referred to as the vector equilibrium, which has 12 points, all equidistant from the 13th point being the center. And so when we look at the calendar, we see the calendar according to this array of 12 around one structure. And we're going to share with you a little bit more about what that looks like now. But this also then relates to the golden intersection of timelines, being that there's certain divine measure being used as it relates to tracking these timelines. And it's this divine measure and this harmonic measure that we're actually witnessing, observing, as showing up as part of a synchronization, a harmonization of these various timelines.
The concept of cosmometry is based on the work of Buckminster Fuller, who was a researcher, scientific genius, who started to really play with geometric structures and apply the creation of those geometries to everyday life. The main concept is that there are geometries and mathematical formulas that are giving shape to reality, and that if we mimic those shapes and geometries, we are basically entraining with this larger order of reality that is coordinated by those ratios and formulas. The golden proportion is one of those mathematical laws and aspects behind the world of forms, the creation of harmony within the world of forms. And what we have been doing also here is to add that filter to perceive the 13 day or 13 unit structure of the synchronic order and the 13 moon 28 day synchronometer as the hologram that can be also we represent that progressive structure of the Fibonacci spiral. So every 13 moons, we have a full hologram. And we, for instance, when we reach the 8th moon of the year, we have precisely one golden section. So we can apply the measure of the golden ratio to anything, any cycle of 13 days, any cycle of 13 weeks, any cycle like the Gregorian calendar of 443 years is one golden number. So whenever we are applying the principles of cosmometry, we are really grounding a higher order of reality in this third dimension. We are making conscious the divine order or the templates of divine order that are already existent and that we really need to mimic, and the moment that we make them conscious, our molecular structure, our DNA, our every cell of our body entrains with that. So we become really like living vessels or containers for these principles and frequencies to inform our bodies and to make the best use of energy. As this slide says, the vector equilibrium, this is the definition by Buckminster Fuller. The vector equilibrium is the most primary geometric energy array in the cosmos. It is more appropriately referred to as a system than as a structure due to it having square faces that are inherently unstable and therefore non-structural. So this basically is what we are seeing in the screen, is the structure or the skeleton of the toroidal field. So if we see the shape of a donut, of a toroidal field, the main points of structure that hold that field stable is this shape of the vector equilibrium. So whenever we apply the structure of this field or this system, we bring energy to that system. We bring energy to our own consciousness when we perceive life from this perspective. I think that we can apply that to everything, including this is a diagram of 12 areas of human concern that are at the root of any solution that we present to the world. It must consider at least these 12 areas of human interaction. And what we are going to see is how the 13th, which is the calendars at the center, the operational system, is at the heart of the harmonic interaction of each of those 12 areas. And they go from infrastructure to relations and community, and we are going to see how the calendar can upgrade or improve each of those areas of human concern.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. And as you mentioned, we are going to describe them for you, these 13 areas, including the calendar being the 13th, starting with number one, infrastructure. Our current system relies on top-down hierarchies that limit creativity and flexibility. Nature, by contrast, operates in holarchies, nested cycles where each part supports the whole. The 13-month, 28-day calendar synchronizes us with this holarchic structure, creating systems that flow more naturally and efficiently. Decentralized, holistic models emerge, encouraging creativity and connection from every level. So that's number one, infrastructure. As we go on to systems upgrade and up-level, number two is communication, from incoherence to coherence. In a world divided by ideology, communication often breaks down, but time can be a universal language. By attuning ourselves to the harmonic rhythm of the 13-month, 28-day calendar, we develop a brain tuned to coherence. This shift lets us process information faster, tune into synchronicity, and understand each other beyond cultural boundaries. True harmony in communication can emerge. Next we arrive to economics from scarcity to abundance. Our current economic model ties time to money. Time is money, right? Creating a mindset of scarcity. In nature, abundance is fundamental. The 13-month, 28-day calendar fosters an economic perspective rooted in harmony with natural law, unlocking an interconnected, abundant flow of resources. This is a shift to a system where all life has access to what it needs, replacing profit-driven scarcity with sustainable abundance. That sounds like a great shift to me. I love that idea. So let's see where these factors of governance show up. In the next one, number four, governance, from authority to self-governance. Governments today operate from centralized authority, limiting personal and community empowerment. When we tune to a natural time calendar, the self-organizing principle of nature activates self-governance. By synchronizing with cosmic patterns, we move toward autonomy, fostering networks of cooperation and collective resilience, and creating governance based on shared responsibility and individual sovereignty. And that sounds like something I can get behind. I'll vote for that. As we continue in this upgrade, we arrive to art and culture, number five, from time is money to time is art. Our culture values time as a commodity, but in the natural rhythm, time becomes art. The 13-month, 28-day calendar views life as a creative journey in harmony with nature's aesthetic patterns. When time is art, we each become artists in our daily lives, co-creating within a vast cosmic design. I love that. Absolutely love that. Then we move to justice, number six, from inequity to equality. Our financial system, tied to the Gregorian calendar, often drives inequality. The 13-month, 28-day calendar offers a stable foundation where fair, consistent cycles support just systems. With time in harmony, we can build decentralized, inclusive models that prioritize justice and balance, moving toward a truly equitable world. Naturally, that leads towards number seven, right in that mystic column, right in the center of this narrative, of this operational system upgrade. Number seven, health and wellness, from disease to balance. Human rhythms are naturally tuned to 28-day cycles, yet the irregular Gregorian calendar disrupts our biorhythms. By realigning with a natural time calendar, we return to balance, restoring cycles essential to health and well-being. This reharmonization fosters resilience and holistic health in mind, body, and spirit. Number eight, science, from irrational to rational. Our current calendar does not align with natural cycles, though we call it standard. The 13-month, 28-day synchronometer, or calendar, reflects lunar and solar cycles, creating a scientifically rational timekeeping method. We might add to that it also includes galactic cycles, which expand its scope and its reach. This simple correction opens the way to wiser technological choices, expanding our intelligence and connecting us with universal principles. Nine, spirituality, from matter over spirit to spirit over matter. Modern culture often elevates the material over the spiritual, forgetting our true nature. By tuning to natural time, we access our multidimensional selves and honor the sacredness of life. The 13-month, 28-day calendar reconnects us with the spiritual dimension, grounding our lives in a cosmic purpose and collective awareness. I truly love the sound of this. I love where this is going. This that we are envisioning as a new operational system. Number 10, environment. From ego to eco. The separation of humans from nature's cycles has led to environmental imbalance, The 13-month, 28-day calendar reintegrates us with the rhythms of the planet, shifting from an ego-driven perspective to an eco-conscious worldview. In this way, humanity and nature can evolve together, creating a sustainable and regenerative future. Number 11, education. From ignorance to gnosis. Our educational systems focus on information, but often ignore deep knowledge or gnosis. Learning the natural calendar rewires our perception, opening us to a holistic understanding of time, space, and self. This upgrade enriches education, offering a deeper way of knowing that bridges mind, body, and soul. Number 12, community. From competition to cooperation. Current structures often encourage competition over cooperation, but the 13-month, 28-day calendar fosters synchronization, bringing people together in rhythm with natural cycles. This shift nurtures cooperation, helping us create supportive, harmonious communities that strive through collective synergy. And finally, number 13, calendar, from decay to evolution. Time synchronizes life itself. When aligned with nature's rhythm, time becomes a tool for growth and harmony. The 13-month, 28-day calendar increases experiences of synchronicity, opening new paths for personal and collective evolution. By living in sync with the natural world, we step into a future of profound potential. And I certainly think this is the truth. This is the case with what we are, I suppose, the precipice of this moment where which we find ourselves right now. It's obviously a moment of decision, as many people have already gone to the polls in the United States. Something like 80 million people have already early voted. Many millions more are going to vote tomorrow on Election Day. And, you know, this is a choice point. It's a literal choice point here in that level of government and election cycles. And on a larger scale, it's also a choice point. And that choice has a lot to do with how we are shifting toward greater levels of autonomy and self-governance, as we've laid out here to some degree. I'd certainly love to invite you, Ruben, if you have any remarks to help summarize what we've just shared, or any other insights or thoughts you feel compelled to share about that. Feel free.
Well, just to ask the people who are watching to send us your feedback. We would like to hear more about their own understanding, their own experience, and of course, letting them know that a lot of the words that we explore on this podcast, like cosmometry, they are words that are new even for us. We have been just becoming familiar with these concepts recently. So we invite everyone to go deep into the study of these terms and these different layers of science that are new, and that the 13 moon calendar is a reflection of the entire big picture of what is the science of cosmometry and how we can apply those principles. Those 12 areas that we just revisited, these are areas that are a consensus from many leaders of the world that come together and realize that if we want to apply solutions to our current challenges, we need to consider those 12 areas. It's just that the 13th area was completely forgotten, which is the organizing principle. I mean, everything that we are presenting here is just that missing link, the missing component that is the timing system that we use to organize ourselves, to synchronize ourselves. So to really give the 13-moon 28-day calendar, those who are watching and have not tried it, to give it a try, and give thanks to everyone who has worked for bringing this awareness. Thank you for some of the people that are commenting on the chat every time, even though they may be critiques or they may be words of wisdom and advice. We appreciate everyone. We appreciate those people who came before us and allows us to really perceive the application of the law of time in human affairs, because this can be knowledge or wisdom that people find difficult to apply. But when we make this methodical approach and we go area by area, we can really perceive the importance and the transcendental nature of this subject of time to our humanity, to our basic experience of life on Earth. So thank you so much for your support and for your work.
Definitely. Thank you to all out there for their support and their work. Thank you to everybody tuning in to tonight's episode. And as we look at what is next, of course, we love to remind you to sign our petition at change.org. You will find it as the Calendar Referendum Initiative 2028, Calendar Referendum 2028, and Universal Declaration of World Peace. Or to keep it easier, you can simply scan the QR code you see on the screen. We also provide links to the petition in the show description notes. So thank you for that. Also visit our website, theharmonicfactor.com, and get yourself a copy of the synchronometer right there. This is for your use, and we are excited that you also provide feedback about these tools to us. As Ruben asked, please provide your feedback as we are in a co-creative process, and this is happening in real time. And so we're doing the best we can, but certainly there's always ways to improve, and we appreciate your contributions, your critiques, your other types of uplifting energy and positive support are also appreciated. So we appreciate love you in this collaborative, co-creative process. And with that, I think it brings us to the end of this episode. It's been quite a powerful one, and I do hope that we've gotten across the impression that we have been thinking quite extensively about these subjects. This is not just something we've kind of come up with, you know, out of nowhere. We are here to carry on for those who've gone before us and actually opened the way. And they have informed us and brought us into great alignment for our effort, for our service. And so this is a manifestation of how our service is showing up in the world and through these tools and these platforms. But certainly we are excited for this collaborative co-creative process. It's going to be an ongoing reality, certainly over the next several years. This is a shift, and these shifts aren't instantaneous. Some shifts are. This happens to be one that takes time. And an interesting thing is people may say time is an illusion, and I would just counter that to say timing is everything. So though time may be an illusion, timing is everything. And if I've learned anything about the synchronic order at all, it is that is the synchronizing factor. That's the synchronizing factor of all phenomena, time. Time is the synchronizing factor. So with that in mind, we want to thank you all for tuning in with us on this episode. We truly appreciate love your presence. Again, a shout out to our support and our support from Ishelle and Alejandra and also from others out there in the field, in the energetic noospheric field, who are also well-wishing these endeavors. We will bring you more information with regard to the golden intersection of timelines. We'll dive more deeply into some of that in episodes to come. But certainly, as we're keeping this frequency and this pulse every 7 days, we invite you to continue to tune in. Our podcast can be found at rss.com, the Galactic Spin Podcast. The podcast can also be downloaded at Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all the popular podcast directories and locations. Look for us there. If you have a podcast platform that you do use and you don't find our podcast there, please let us know. Feel free to drop us a line or shoot us an email, info@theharmonicfactor.com, so that we can certainly add that podcast platform to make sure that the Galactic Spin Podcast is present and available on your preferred platform. With that said, I want to wish you all a wonderful journey into tomorrow. Let's keep a high spirit and a high vibration around the matters at hand, regardless of which direction or course things may appear to take. Don't lose heart and remember to reflect on the fact that there is a galactic synchronizing order, a harmonic order operating behind the scenes and under the surface that we may not necessarily see or have the ability to observe regularly, though these tools of the synchronic order definitely give us a new perspective into what's actually happening. So keep a positive attitude in all that you do, and we wish you well and look forward to catching you on the next episode. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings.
The Galactic Spin Podcast, an expand your view.